Hi, everyone. Welcome to another chapter of Earth in Tune on 99.7 KQUA. I'm your host, Janice. This show is a community service of Umpqua Watersheds. It's a music show that features songs that mention something about Earth or nature. This is the fifth chapter of the bird version of the show. When a musician passes away, I try to memorialize them in the show and highlight their life. Maybe learn a little bit about them along the way. We have lost so many young people, including many musicians, to drugs over the years. In fact, in 2020, in the U.S., the leading cause of preventable death for every age group from 22 to 67 was poisoning, largely due to the opioid epidemic affecting millions of people in the United States. In 2022 alone, more than 75,000 Americans died from the overdose of synthetic opioids, mainly fentanyl. The 35 to 44-year-olds are at most risk. According to the FDA, fentanyl is the single deadliest drug threat our nation has ever encountered. It's everywhere, from large metropolitan areas to rural America. We must take every opportunity to spread the word to prevent fentanyl-related overdose death and poisonings from claiming scores of American lives every day. So here's my part. Today's show is featuring artists that we have lost due to drugs. Across the spectrum, musicians' deaths from drug use is prevalent. Men and women, white and black, old and young, are affected. Today's show will feature musicians that we lost when they were between 25 and 60. The younger we have lost them, the less likely it is that you have heard of them. This first song, High Flying Bird, written by American folk and country singer-songwriter Billy Ed Wheeler, and performed and recorded by many musicians and groups in the mid and late 1960s, including this artist, Gram Parsons. His version was released in 2000 on Another Side of This Life, the Lost Recordings of Gram Parsons, 1965 to 1966. Born Ingram Cecil Connor III in Florida in 1946, he was a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and pianist who recorded as a solo artist and with bands such as the International Submarine Band, the Byrds, and the Flying Burrito Brothers. He is widely accepted as the developer of a hybrid of country, rhythm and blues, soul, folk, and rock sound. Both of his parents were alcoholics. His father died in 1958 from suicide, and his mother died in 1965 from cirrhosis. During these turbulent times, Parsons became deeply interested in music. Barely in his teens, he played in rock and roll cover bands. In his early 20s, he began playing with the band The Byrds, and he founded the Flying Burrito Brothers. He became enamored with the Joshua Tree National Park, which he visited often. Parsons spent the first half of 1971 with Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones, living in France. After traveling around Britain with his friends, he was treated for heroin addiction. He returned to the U.S. to start his solo career. He met Emmylou Harris, with whom he collaborated and mentored. His health continued to deteriorate due to several years of drug abuse, culminating in his death from a toxic combination of morphine and alcohol in 1973 at the age of 26. His posthumous honors include the American Music Association President's Award and a ranking at number 87 on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. There's a whole story about his friends stealing his body And I was beginning to think that it sounded like a movie, and sure enough, there is a movie about him called Grand Theft Parsons.
And I wonder if she looks down on me as she flies on by. While she's riding so free and easy in the sky. But look at me here. Lord, I'm just rooted like a tree here. I got to sit down, can't fly. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Well, the sun comes along and it lights up the day. Well, it brings the daytime and then it goes on its way. But from the east to the west it travels every day. But look at me, yeah. Lord, I'm just rooted like a tree. Got to sit down, can't fly. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Well, I once knew a man. He worked down in the mine. Well, he never saw the sun, and he never stopped trying. Then one day his woman just upped and died. You know she upped and died. Oh, well, she wanted to fly. The only way to fly was to die. And there's a high-flying bird way up in the sky. And I wonder if she looks down on me as she flies on. While she's riding so free and easy in the sky now. But look at me, yeah. I'm just rooted like a tree, yeah. I got to sit down, can't fly. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blue. But look at me, Lord, I'm just rooted like a tree, yeah. And I got to sit down, can't fly. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Lord, I'm gonna die.
Oh. that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
Maybe you recognize that last artist. Amy Winehouse, a British singer and songwriter, was born in 1983. October Song was on the 2003 album Frank, her debut album. The title was referencing one of the musical interests of Winehouse, Frank Sinatra. We talked about Winehouse on the show previously, in the 18th chapter of the River version of the show. Winehouse suffered from abuse of heroin, ecstasy, cocaine, ketamine, and alcohol. In various interviews, she admitted to having problems with self-harm, depression, and eating disorders. She was talented and controversial in her short career, with 3 albums and a dominating presence at the Grammys in 2008. She won all but one of the 6 awards that she was nominated for that year. Not well known in the media was her charity work. She was very generous and supported causes, including climate change awareness. Winehouse quit using illegal substances in 2008. In 2010, alcohol emerged again as a problem. Ultimately, she died from alcohol poisoning, a legal drug, but a drug nonetheless. Her family set up the Amy Winehouse Foundation to help others with substance abuse problems. Her death at age 27 prompted media comparisons to other musician deaths at the same age, collectively named the 27 Club. Like Judy Garland, which you heard before Winehouse, and Jimi Hendrix, who you will hear after this next artist, Janis Joplin, is also a member of that dreaded club. Born in 1943 in Texas, her early musical influencers were blues artists Bessie Smith, Lead Belly, and others. In school, she felt like an outcast and was reportedly bullied. After high school, her path led to San Francisco, where she began using drugs, including heroin. She returned to Texas, where she sobered up and attended college. It wasn't too long, and she was drawn back to San Francisco by the band Big Brother and the Holding Company, a well-known band in the hippie community. Their debut album was released in 1967 and featured Joplin as lead vocalist and included this song, Cuckoo, which was also released as a single. She left the band in 1968, played at Woodstock in 1969, and by 1970, she overdosed on heroin.
sense so sweet, but since my baby left me, you ain't sang a tune all day. Oh, remember the bluebirds and the honeybees? They used to sing for the sunshine. Since my baby left me, ain't sing a tune all day, all day. Hey, pretty baby, come on back to me. Make everybody happy as can be, yeah.
pay back the debts I owe you. Oh, but I never show you. Why the river could be your woman, why the sky will ever open. I just wanna be here tonight, love. All I wanna take myself a plane back home. I got a sweet little woman, oh, but I'm gone now, and I wonder what my little darling does for love. She's walking all alone, and here I am trying to get back home. Hey, tell me, is there a sadder place? Oh,
That last song was performed by Tim Buckley, called I've Been Out Walking, from the Dream Letter Live in London 1968 album, released in 1990. Born in 1947 in Washington, D.C., his music and style changed considerably throughout his short career, which was based in folk music, with experiments with jazz, psychedelia, funk, soul, and avant-garde, and an evolving voice as instrument sound. Buckley's musical life began after his family moved to Southern California in 1956. He was influenced by music he listened to, which included Bessie Smith, Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Hank Williams, and Johnny Cash. He started playing banjo at 13, and by the time he released his first album at age 20, he had rubbed elbows with the likes of Larry Beckett and Lee Underwood. He had 9 studio albums and is included in dozens of compilation albums. He had 11 live albums, including the one featured here. He died at the age of 28 from heroin and morphine overdose. This next song is by The Who, a British rock band formed in 1964. The drummer Keith Moon succumbed to drug abuse. He was one of the greatest drummers of all time. Moon suffered a number of setbacks during the 1970s, most notably the accidental death of chauffeur and friend Neil Boland and the breakdown of his marriage. He became addicted to alcohol. While touring with The Who on several occasions, he passed out on stage and was hospitalized. He moved back to London in 1978, dying that September from an overdose of heminevrin, a drug intended to treat or prevent symptoms of alcohol withdrawal. He was posthumously inducted into the Modern Drummer Hall of Fame and into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of The Who. The song is called We Close Tonight, from the Odds and Sods album of 2015.
I'm taught about going steady. I got to could come and listen, but we close tonight.
You've been gone.
It's not just young people that suffer the fatal aspects of drug addiction. That last song was Something in Common, performed by Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston for the Bobby album of 1992, released just after Brown and Houston were married. Throughout their marriage, it was well known that Brown and Houston used drugs. Houston's health and reliability for shows declined. Brown was known as an abusive husband, and in 2007, they were divorced. In early 2012, Houston was found dead in her hotel bathtub. The cause of death was drowning with contributing factor of cocaine use. By the time of her death at 48, Houston had accumulated over 100 major awards, 7 studio albums, and numerous movie appearances. During a recent visit to the Bay Area to see my family, a discussion came up about fentanyl. I listened to my brother exclaim that a law enforcement officer had recently died from picking up fentanyl. My niece, who is the daughter of a nurse, started a counter-argument and basically called BS on my brother. I, not knowing much about fentanyl, except that it has been implicated in several deaths of young people, including the musician Prince, did not feel qualified to agree or disagree. I just said, why was a cop handling evidence without gloves on? I was skeptical that it could be absorbed into the skin. So between Googling it then and lots of searching about it recently for this show, that led me to the Food and Drug Administration page, where it plainly indicated that the drug could not be absorbed through the skin. Prince was certainly one of my favorite musicians. His death in 2016 at the age of 57 from fentanyl was a great loss to the musical world and the listeners. His song, The Bird, was performed live in London in 2011 and is on the 2021 album Welcome to America. Prince has been featured on the River, Water, and Rain versions of this show. I don't think I can stress enough how dangerous drugs are. No one is invincible. The toll-free drug prevention hotline is 800-662-4357. This has been Earth in Tune. Be sure and visit kqua.org and consider a donation to support the radio station. I will be back next week. I'm your host, Janice. Send me your comments, ideas, and thoughts to janice@umpquawatersheds.org.
on wire, like a drum in a midnight choir. I have tried in my way to be free. Like a man on the hook, like a knife from an old, old-fashioned book. I have a say, every have saved every freedom for thee. And if I, and if I ever been unkind, I hope that you can just let it go. Thank you.